And praise God for that. I'm looking in Psalm 78 tonight. I preached last Wednesday night about how Ephraim turned back in the day of battle. And I want to start verse 12 tonight, where the Bible said, "Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers." Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you tonight, God, for your mercies on us. Lord God, how good you are and how great you are, Lord, to us tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the eternal life that you've given us tonight through your Son. Thank you, God, tonight, Lord, for that truth that we have found, Lord, by grace. And God, tonight, Lord, it's not nothing, God, that we can do apart from the help of God. I pray tonight, Lord, you just take your word, God, use it in hearts, help your people. And God, may you edify the body of believers here in this house of God. I pray, Lord, you give me unction. Help me, God, to preach everything you want me to and not say nothing I shouldn't say. Glorify your name tonight. That's what we desire. And Lord, we'll thank you in Christ's name for what's done. Amen. Well, in Psalm 78 tonight, I want to look at verse 12, if you will, with me a little while, and think on the thought, marvelous things. He said, here's marvelous things. Did he see? Did he in the sight of their fathers? Thank God that the Lord showed his hand of power in that day. And it uses the word marvelous things. And I tell you why he does marvelous things, because he's a marvelous God. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You know what Webster defined marvelous as? Listen to this. Webster defined marvelous as wonderful, strange, amen, surpassing credit, incredible, amen. Strong says it's a miracle, it's wonderful. That's how that's been defined, that marvelous things tonight. Thank God, I tell you, there's no way pen or tongue, thank God, can describe the marvelous things of God. Hey, there's not a person living, thank God, that can describe the marvelous things of God. The Word of God describes them, but praise God, the depth of it and the width of it and the height of it and the length of it, to know the love of Christ and to know what God has done. Thank God, my friend, these brains of ours can only comprehend some things. Amen. We're limited. Amen. But God's not. But I look here, think about what Isaiah said. Get this. Isaiah 40 and 12, he said this about the wonderful of our God. He said, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Amen. Thank God. That's a big God right there. Amen. He went on to say, he said, to whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare him unto? Thank God, he's an uncomparable God. There's none other like him. He's an uncomparable, unchangeable God tonight. Thank God, he does marvelous things. I'm glad I know him tonight. Thank God, he's a God that does marvelous things. Amen. Praise God. I got to get that out of my system. Amen. I got to preach out. Thank God, he's a great God. Amen. There's none like him. He's not even be compared with. He said the nations wasn't but a drop in the bucket to him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. What is man? Thou art mindful of him. Or the Son of Man, thou best of him. Amen. A sovereign, holy, and righteous God will look upon sinful flesh and have mercy on them. Amen. Who can liken unto God? Well, Malachi said, for I'm the Lord and I change not. Amen. What a great God that spake, and it was done. He
commanded it steadfast. And he rose by the word of his power. If there's no other way, amen, that thank God the last times, in them other days he spake unto us by the prophets. But in these days he speaks unto us by his own son. And he upholds everything by the word of his power. Everything he says is right. Amen. I tell you, there's none like him. Amen. He's a good God. Marvelous things he's done. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I like what he told old Moses over there. He said, Moses, I want you to go down there and deliver them Israelites. Amen. He said, well, who are you up to tell sent me? Amen. He said, for the Lord said to Moses, he said, Moses, I am that I am. Amen. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. He's the great I am. Amen. I am has sent me unto you. Thank God, he's mine and they, and I'm his. I tell you, I don't know no better place to be. Thank God, than to be in him. There's no other place. If a man's in Christ, he's in the best place he can be tonight. Amen. If you're outside Christ, you're in the worst place you could ever be. If you never have been saved, you outside Christ. That's the worst place a man could ever be. I told Brother Danny today, thank God, I believe we need to change that song. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. I believe we need to change it. I believe we need to say Jesus' blood has made the vilest sinner clean. Amen. It ain't just that he can. Thank God he has. God commanded us to go out and tell them marvelous things. What our Lord hath done. Thank God, not what he can do, but what he has done. Thank God, I'm glad he can do it, but I'm glad he has done it. It's a whole lot stronger testimony to a lost world of what he has done. Thank God, and what he can do. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Marvelous things he said he'd done. That's right. Psalm 78 right there testifies of some of them. In verse 13, we see his marvelous power here. He said he divided the sea and calls in the past true, and he made the waters to stand up as a heap. Amen. Ain't God the power of God came in that wind. Moses stretched his rod out, the wind came. Ain't God blowed back the waters, made a wall. Amen. They walked through on dry ground. Well, they didn't even get sprinkled. Amen. Ain't God, they was dry. Amen. On dry ground. Walked through the other side, about 2 million Jews, and when they got to the other side, they started singing the song of Moses. Amen. He drowned Pharaoh in the same waters that the Israelites walked through on faith. Amen. I tell marvelous things. Hey, we've seen it. Thank God, our fathers walked through on dry ground. Marvelous things, strange things that some waters would make their path. Amen. Draw it back and make a path for God's people to walk through. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I see God's power right there. And I see his marvelous protection too. In verse number 14, it says, in the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. While that cloud separated them between them and the Egyptians. Praise God. And God said, I put the cloud over them. Amen. And during the day, the cloud kept the sun off of them, and the cloud, thank God, separated them. Amen. That night, thank God, they had a night light. The fire burned all night. Amen. God protected them. Amen. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is our light, and it never went out neither. You know that? The fire never went out. I tell you, when the fire gets in a man, it won't go out. It might flicker a little, but it ain't going to go out. I tell you, if you get the fire of God in you, and get some fire in your soul, I tell you, the Word of God and the Holy Ghost, it'll not go out in you. Thank God, it'll burn even in the night seasons. Amen. That's right. Even in the dark times of life. That's right. They was under, amen. My friend of Pharaoh was pursuing after them, but God protected them. I say that's marvelous protection. And in verse 15 and 16, it says he clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Amen. Thank God, that's the marvelous provisions that God giving them water out of the rock. Amen. Thank God, Moses smote the rock as a type of Christ and water came out. It was available at all times. And the Bible said that Christ was that rock. Thank God, that rock that fought them in the wilderness and gave them the drink. And we drink of the same Spirit, a Jew and Gentile, from the same Lord and the same Holy Ghost. Thank God that lives in us all. Amen. Them was Jews that drunk out that rock. But thank God, in the New Testament dispensation, it just ain't Jews drinking out of the rock. Thank God, it's the Gentiles getting the drink. They drank from the same rock, and that rock was Christ. I tell you, I'm glad I know who I stand upon. I know, thank God, tonight where my water comes from. Amen. That's right. He said on the day of the feast, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Amen. He said, if you'll drink, out of his belly shall flow the rivers of living water. Thus he spake of the Spirit. Amen. I tell you tonight, there's some water for your soul if you'll drink from the rock. I tell you, that means get in where Christ is. Fellowship with him and let him give you some water, son. Thank God, that'll quench the thirst going through this dry world. Like David said, I just want a drink. Amen. They went and got him a drink. Amen. Of water. But David wouldn't drink it. He offered up to God because, thank God, them men had jeopardized their life to get him a drink. Well, Brother Christ didn't jeopardize his life. He gave his life. Thank God that we could drink and enjoy him and have some water. I tell you, they drank the water from the rock. What a marvelous provision that God gave his children. Amen. In the wilderness. Amen. That's right. I want to mention three things tonight. But for me, I think of his marvelous love. No man ever loved me like Jesus. No man ever loved me like Jesus. You listen to me tonight. When I think about a marvelous love, I think about Isaac. I think about Rebecca. I think about that marvelous meeting they had that day. When the servant went after that bride. Thank God. And that day when he was walking out in that field, thank God, she said, who is that? And the servant said, that's the master. Amen. You know what she did? She lit off the camel. Amen. She ran to him. I tell you, that was a marvelous meeting. I tell you, you're meeting him. Thank God, you know what love's all about. That one would love you when you was unlovable. That one would love you when you wasn't, amen, in his fold. But he still loved you. He gave his own self for you, that he can have you. Amen. Hey, Christ died for you, that he can have you. Amen. That's right, a sinner, friend. I mean, a sinner. Thank God, what a marvelous meeting. Amen. Then thank God, what a marvelous marriage they had. That's right, his mama just passed away. Thank God, he took Rebecca to be his wife. Amen. What marvelous marriage that they had. What that is, that's a marvelous message in that. That God loves sinners. Amen. I tell you, you can't see no greater love than Calvary. Where the Son of God would come into a sin-cursed world. I took a robe of flesh. Humble himself even unto death. Be punished and beaten and striped. And hang on an old rugged tree for 6 hours. Thank God that he might save me from my sin. I don't know nothing better. Thank God, don't know love no greater. The Bible said greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his own friends. I tell you, I can't believe it, but he called me friend right there. Amen. Thank God. Because I was reconciled unto his Son. Thank God, through his own death and through his own blood I was justified. Thank God, my friend. It's all him. It's his love. God committed his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. us, amen. That's right, there's no greater love than that, thank God. I tell you, that's marvelous love. I think about that Calvary in His marvelous love. I think about the crossroads in His marvelous love. Hey, can you imagine that boy coming home? Had been down in the hog pen. Had gave every dime up to right this living. Wasted his substance. His own inheritance. Amen. Told his daddy bye. Amen. But thank God he came up the road. That's right. And he came up the road empty-handed. Thank God, you have to come to God that way. You don't have nothing to offer Him but yourself. God don't want nothing else but you. I tell you, he came up that road empty-handed. Amen. The Father saw him a great way off and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. I tell you what that is. That's love, brother. That the Father had that kind of love. I tell you tonight, as the crossroad in people's lives, and they need to get back to God. I tell you, God won't turn them away. Ain't God got to put His arm around them? If they'll come in repentance and come, thank God, the broken heart, and come empty-handed, and come the way you are. That's the only way you can come, is to come the way you are. I tell you, there's a God in heaven tonight that's got a marvelous love of our sinners that'll come to Him by faith. Amen. Thank God for that. Bless His holy name. Thank God. I'll tell you this. Now it's marvelous on Calvary, marvelous at the cross, marvelous in His in our calling. You know what 1 John says, 3:1? That's what he said. He said, behold, over there he talked about what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. For the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. That love that God has for you is beyond what the world can ever give. And the world don't know us tonight because we're not of the world. We're of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. We've been justified. We've been blood bought. Thank God we're His. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God I'm not of the world. I've been saved out of her, brother. And he said, the world don't know me. And they don't know you. Why? Because we're a foreigner and we're a stranger in this life. Thank God for the love of Christ. I tell you, there's no love like His love. I tell you, thank God, like Song of Solomon said, he put the banner out and he said, the banner over me was love. His love, thank God, is a sweet love. Amen. I tell you, when he comes around and you hug up to him in good Holy Ghost communion, there's nothing like it. I'm saying tonight, thank God, marvelous is the love of God tonight. Amen. That's right. People don't know nothing about love unless you've got God in you, because God is love. You can't love without God. You can't. I mean, you can have feelings, but you can't have a real love of God in your heart. That's right. See, the natural love can only love so much. That's right. But when God comes in, son, that goes beyond the natural. Right. You know that's right. That's that charity, son. It don't never fail. That bears all things, believes all things, hopeth all things. Amen. That's right. It don't never fail, son. I'm telling you. Amen, buddy. I tell you, thank God we'd be better off in our homes, and be better off in our country, and be better off in our churches, if we had the agape love, that love, and a forbearance of love, and love like Jesus loved. Amen. Right, thank God. Amen. I say marvelous love. I thank God for the marvelous love of God. Nobody loves it like Jesus. Amen. Don't say no, I thank God for the marvelous love. I thank Him for the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9 said, who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's what He called it. That's that gospel light. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. First, the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth. That gospel I had to shine in your heart where the darkness was.
That's right.
That darkness had to leave. Thank God, light and darkness don't stay in the same place.
Amen.
Now you got saved, thank God, darkness had to flee. That's right, because a lot of God came in. A lot of God is that gospel light. That's that good news that got a hold of your sinful heart and let you know there was hope in Jesus Christ. And there's hope, thank God, in being born again. And when God saves a man, that gospel light comes in. It's all the work of the grace and God in a sinner's heart. How to give him that revelation of light. How to know what the gospel, my friend, the good news of God Almighty, that drives darkness out and brings light unto the sinner. Amen. That's what it takes. They don't say this. No, it's a gospel light. It's grace light.
Oh, yes.
It is Jesus come in this world, and he said the law come by Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's right. And John testified of it. He said, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld him.
Yeah.
He was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let that grace light, when you look, hey, when God got you under conviction and showed you was a lawbreaker and you had broke the law of a holy God that demanded perfection, and you saw you was a convicted sinner and you needed God, when that light of God shined on you and showed you the light of God in Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, that's where hope, thank God, sprung up. That's where light came in. That's what Paul said. He said, a great light shined on me. He said, it knocked me to the ground. Thank God I heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Amen. Thank God. I tell you what you need tonight. You need a good shot of the light on you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. The light will cause darkness to flee. Amen. That's right. I test God's light too, buddy. It's only come from God. That's right. The light shineth in darkness. Darkness comprehended it not. Amen. That's the first thing God said. Let there be light, and there was light.
Right.
That's what he done. He divided the night from the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's right.
Yes.
He's a God of separation.
Yes, he is.
He's a God of division. I don't know why people think everybody's going to love you when you get saved. You'll have more enemies probably than you have when you're lost.
That's right,
because people don't want the light. Amen. He said men don't come to the light because their deeds are darkness. And he don't want reproved. That's why people don't come. They don't want to hear what God says about their soul, about their sin. Amen. The light reveals darkness. Amen. Light. I mean, light on something tells you where it's at. It's like that woman lost that coin. She had to get some light in the house to see where the coin was. That's right. Thank God, the light of God shine. Amen. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There's that light that God put in you. Amen. That's right. Thank God the little children sing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to sing that. Thank God and do it. That's marvelous light. When I was lost, I didn't understand. I was in darkness till the light come. God shined the light on me.
Yeah.
That's right. You ever had the light just shine on you before? Just a natural light, son.
Yeah.
That's right. Be in the dark, son, that somebody show a flashlight on you.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are, they put that light on you.
Yeah.
That's right. When God puts that light on you, you'll find out who you are.
Yeah.
You're a guilty sinner without God, without hope. Amen. You'll run to that light because that safety's in that light. Amen. Get out of the darkness. Don't go to the darkness. That's right. They don't say this, I'm through tonight. It's a marvelous light, but it is marvelous grace. It's just the good favor of God. It is the good favor of God to save us. It's God that's come to a man that says, I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to give you favor.
Yeah.
And you was guilty.
That's
right. and undeserving as everybody else is walking in shoe leather.
Amen.
Son, that's why we ought to get on our knees and say, worthy as a lamb. Because it ain't got nothing to do with us.
Right.
It's all about Him. Amen. It wouldn't be a person in here saved, and even near saved, if it had not been for the grace of God in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
That's right. That's why Paul kept saying that. He said, the grace of God. Thank God it's the grace of God. Amen. I tell you, it's the grace, preacher. Because we know it was grace through faith in Christ, and not none of yourselves. It's the gift of God. That's right. So it is marvelous grace. You listen to me tonight. There is no way under God's sun that shines that there would be a person in this world saved had God not came to them. And He came to them because He wanted to. And He willed to, and He loves sinners. That's exactly right. He could have kicked the whole human race off into hell if He had wanted to. When Adam sinned against Him, His first creature that He put on earth. Amen. I was reading the other day. Amen. I might preach on it sometime. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes. It says, hey God, He said, one sinner destroyeth much good. That's what Ecclesiastes writer said. Now, you know what I thought about? Adam, everything about Adam's bad. And everything about you's bad. Because you're one of His children like I am. I can say us. But everything in Christ is good. Everything in Adam's bad. Everything in Christ is good.
Amen.
Why is God going to accept you? Because His Son took you. That's why. Because He had grace and favor on you. When you heard the gospel, and the Holy Ghost dealt with you, and pulled you and drove you in your heart, that's the grace of God in Christ bringing you into His fold. Amen. He said to 99 He left. He said, I'm going after that one. That's what He done. Boy, I'm telling you, it's marvelous grace. He saved us, a wretch. And I would say it's marvelous grace in His securing us. Well, you wouldn't have a Chinaman's chance if it wasn't for God Almighty keeping any of us. Somebody said that kind of doctrine and gospel would cause people to want to sin. No, it causes people to be thankful they ain't in sin. Praise God, that's what God saved me from. He come to save His people from their sins. That don't mean I'm sinless, but I do sin less. Right. But I'll tell you one thing, that security, son. How are you going to argue with John chapter 10?
Yeah.
He said, I've given them eternal life, and they should never perish. Neither should any man pluck them out of my hand. Thank God, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am a Father of one. Amen. That's right. You're not going to fall out of the hand of God. You must give to Him.
That's right.
To secure you when you come into the fold.
Amen.
Them sheep didn't know how to keep their self. They had to have a shepherd. Amen. That's right. Thank God I'm secure tonight. I'm not going to ever be lost again. I'm not going to have to be saved again. Thank God. I have to repent of my sin to stay in good fellowship. But I'll never have to repent of salvation. That's what the Hebrew writer said. He said it's impossible to do it. Hebrews 6 is just talking about these people that didn't want to go on with God. And they was going back trying to lay another foundation. And Paul, I said, Paul, I believe you wrote the book of Hebrews. And he said, you can't go back and do it again. He said, them that if you, if a man, he's saying over there, it's impossible for them to be renewed. And repentance has already been done. That's the foundation. Move on. Amen. Hey God, you can't go back and be saved again. He's saying, hey God, move on. That's right. Move on. Amen. That's what he's saying in that whole chapter right there. He said you ought to be pressing toward perfection, but you're not. He said they tasted. He said they partook of the good word of God, the Holy Ghost. But in that same chapter, hey, if that chapter taught a man could fall from grace, that means he never could be saved again.
If that chapter teaches that.
That's
right. If that chapter teaches that a man can fall from grace, then that man could never be renewed again to repentance. That's not what it's saying. It's saying in chapter 6 of the book of Hebrews that once you're saved, you to go forward to perfection. You done laid the doctrines of baptism, repentance, and laying on of hands. And I'm telling you this tonight. Thank God when a man's saved by grace, he's kept by grace. He knows God sealed him to the day of redemption. And brother, his hope, thank God, is Christ in him. That's the hope of glory tonight. Amen. Then I'll say this, and I'm through tonight. It's marvelous in its sustaining power. I would not be here today, and you wouldn't either, if God hadn't sustained you by His grace. No possible way. No way. I look back at my life, personal life, and I see, and I, you know what, brother? I'm just being honest with you. Paul even said there in the Scripture, he said, keep your body under subjection. That's what I preach to others. I'd be a castaway. You know what that word castaway, it means I don't want to apostatize. Charles Spurgeon said, every apostle would have been an apostate if it had not been for the grace of God. It's just God. Everything's attributed to Him. We'd have all threw up our hands and done quit half a time. A dozen of times.
Yeah.
Just said bye. I'm going back like Peter did. I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going on back to the boat. I'm going to take my clothes off, have to be out there naked and fish a while. Hey, you know who pulled up on the shore? If he hadn't pulled up on the shore, what would he have been today? I don't know. How many times he pulled up on your shore?
Yeah.
That's right. Called you out. I said, children, have you any meat? I had to get honest with him, man. They said, no. He said, you cast on the right side then. So one old man of God said, yeah, they just wasn't fishing right. That's what's wrong with the church right now. We tried to bring the world in. We ain't fishing right. The gospel's the message. And I'm going to tell you this and I'm through. Grace don't cause us to just sit still. Grace calls us to go out there and proclaim a message that's changed us. That's what grace does. I said at the supper table today, I don't know about you. I pray God open the door and I can witness somebody. I understand there's people out there. We try to be a witness. And it does bother me when I pass people by the way and I don't say nothing to them. And I think in my mind, God, I might not never see them again. Is that wishful thinking? No. God help. We're a vessel of honor unto God to get the gospel out. Old fella come down today, insurance man. I never had met him before. He looked around before he left. I said, I'm a preacher. I want to invite you to church. You live in Charlotte. He said, my daddy's a pastor. This is amazing here. I listen to a good bit of preaching here today if we get time. I never listen to Ralph Sexton, hardly ever. I put him on just to listen to him because of a message he was preaching. And put it on that sermon audio and just had it playing. The guy come in the house. He said, yeah, my daddy's a pastor. I said, where at? And he said, Asheville. I said, that man I got over there preaching from Asheville. He said, who is it? I said, Ralph Sexton. He said, yeah, my brother lives beside of him. I testified a little bit to him. I come into the restaurant tonight and we sat in there and I hadn't said nothing to the waitress. She's waited on me a couple times. And she come up, she said, I want to ask you a question, sir. I said, yes, ma'am. Where do you work? I said, well, I'm a preacher. I said, I pastor a church up here. I said, I'd like to invite you.
She stood there and talked to me and my wife and gave her one of them cards on the church. And she said, I work every Sunday, but I'm going to try to get there next Wednesday. She said, I thought for sure you was a lawyer. I said, ma'am, I'm far from that. Yes, sir. Praise God. Amen. I know an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. It wasn't me the other, buddy. That's right. I ought to have told her that. I remember that one. But I said, man, I'm this preacher. But it's all by the grace of God. It's just marvelous grace in our life. See, you can't see it in you. You glory too much in it. If you saw all the grace in you, you'd glory in it and say, praise God, look at me. That's right, it would. But see, I can see it in you. And I can look at you and I can say, boy, look at that grace. Yeah, think about what you've been through. And how you was upheld completely by the good grace of God.
Amen.
How can you smile in the midst of adversities and hardships and keep going? And you know, I look at you and I say, it's got to be the grace of God.
Sure.
That sustains a man. And at the time, you wonder, where it's at? It's there. That's what's sustaining you and keeping you going. That's what'll keep you going in the hardships. He said marvelous things. Thank God for the marvelous things of God tonight. There's a lot of things you can preach on. This is marvelous. The church, thank God, is marvelous because it's a grace work of God that He brought for the people for His name's sake. Put them together in the house of God to hear all time preaching. And my friend, enjoy it. Amen. Marvelous. Marvelous. That virgin birth, marvelous. That sinless life's marvelous.
Yes. Come on.
Thank God that sacrificial death's marvelous. That resurrection's marvelous. Praise God. That coming again's marvelous. Everything He does is marvelous. I'm telling that nothing He does that ain't marvelous. Because He's a marvelous God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You could take the whole Bible and say anything you want to about Him. It's all marvelous. Amen. He said, marvelous things. Amen. Marvelous things. That's right. Thank God. That's a marvelous grace we have tonight. That's right. And grace is what will save any sinner. That's right. Through faith. The channel's faith. Grace through faith. Amen. Grace through faith. It ain't just grace. It's got to be through faith. But grace, faith is a grace. You don't have it till He gives it to you. That's right. Amen. That's right, brother. That's why He said, that ain't of yourselves. That's why it's so marvelous, because you can't do it for yourself. He's got to do it for you. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Even them that believe on His name. Thank God for that marvelous gospel. Amen. Thank God. Bless His holy name. Amen. I appreciate and love you. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's stand.